Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Good. Well, welcome to your spot here on Tuesdays. Are you getting ready for the big Valentine's Day extravaganza coming up this weekend?
No.
Don't tell your wife that. Ooh. Don't tell your wife.
No, you know, it's the worst night.
Tim, this is recorded. Be careful.
That's right.
No. We'll probably cook dinner at home. It's the worst day of the year to go out for dinner.
You're going to cook dinner for your wife, you said?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
What is your grand specialty in the kitchen?
Oh, gee, I just cook about anything.
Really?
Grilled cheese?
No.
What's lunch, Keith? Come on. Oh.
We could do spaghetti with clams. That
Ooh,
would be
that is nice.
Wow, hey.
That's something you can't get anywhere. Well, very nice. I'll have a table for 2, 8:30.
That's right.
Red just or white wine with that?
Both.
Well, it really calls for white, but we'd probably go with red.
Okay.
Well, you can, again.
Well, you old romanticist, you.
Billy Joel once remarked, a bottle of red, a bottle of white, depends upon your mood tonight. You can have anything you'd like.
That's right.
Okay, so I'll be there about 8:15. We'll wait in the lounge,
no,
and then we'll
him
come in
and
for
his
dinner.
Wife.
Bring your bride.
Well, and my children, just to make it family
nice.
Festive fun time. Because
like
nothing says Valentine's Day like kids.
Bring your pets, too.
No, I'll leave the cats at home. That's fine. Tim joins us every Tuesday morning. We do have some fun with Tim, and we get some good information as well. And Keith,
there is a meeting tomorrow night.
No, there is. You got, now, this is with the council. This is something new we're trying here in February.
What's that? Having a meeting?
Having a meeting, yeah. Yes.
Yes.
That
yes.
involves just your body of government instead of. Lending yourself to others.
Well, that's true. Well, we did meet last week to do our first readings, which will bring us to this week. So this week, tomorrow, will be a committee of the whole. It will be chaired by yours truly.
Well, very nice.
And we will be hearing, we talked about this last week, we talked about the rebonding ability of the city utility to save some money on the bonds. So we will be doing that, and then we will also be hearing a request for a tax abatement on a property on South Walnut Street, a proposed mixed-use building, which will be living up and retail down. So,
and that's the new forward, right? Living up and retail down.
That is correct.
Okay, and we saw the Plan Commission, which I know you don't have anything to do with the Bloomington Plan Commission last night. They voted to approve the AJ Capital Partners petition for a six-story, 146-room graduate hotel at 210 East Kirkwood Avenue. That reports the HT this morning. And again, that is a hotel up and retail down, right?
No.
That's all hotel. Okay.
Well, it's a full-service hotel with one exception. But it will have a restaurant and cafe, and that's what the retail will be downtown. It'll be open to the public.
Gotcha. So the city's role in that is finished?
No, I believe they have to go to the Board of Zoning Appeals.
Yes.
For some variances.
That is correct.
To complete it, yeah. But it does not come to the City Council, is to the best of my knowledge.
There you go.
I think once they get through the BZA process, then they will have the green light to go ahead. However, that building will not be built until the new bank is built on the opposite corner, across the street from the library, so on the corner of Kirkwood and Lincoln, where the current drive-up bank and what used to be called the Monroe Bank Loan Center, that's where the new bank will be built. That building has to be built first, so that then the existing Monroe Bank, now OMB Bank, will then be demolished, and the hotel will go in that place.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. So they're anticipating, I think it'll be over a little over a year before they'll be able to even start on the hotel.
Gotcha.
What's that going to do to the downtown parking and all the other things?
Well, that was the big issue. I mean the
construction part, not the for the hotel. Just they'll close off, obviously have to close off parking areas.
Yes, and that was part of the discussion that the developer had with the local churches, and that was that they would always try to maintain whatever surface parking was available during the construction phase. They would keep parts of it open so that people would have opportunities to park where they currently park, you know, on the weekends now. So,
how many parking places could they take during construction on Kirkwood?
That was not discussed, and I actually attended the meeting last night just to see the discussion. So, that was not discussed. I guess you have to assume that all the parking that's adjacent to the construction site will probably be blocked off at some point.
Tim, let me ask you a kind of a historical setting question. The convention center, Monroe County Convention Center. They've always talked about, in order to expand, one of the things that has to come with that is more hotel space.
That's correct.
We seem to be getting it because they're talking about building a hotel down on Walnut and this one on Kirkwood and some other things that have happened downtown. Where does that leave that expansion aspect of the convention center?
Well, I think the intention all along has been that there will be a hotel on 3rd Street.
The corner there, right?
That's right. Well, it would
the corner of 3rd,
that vacant lot
between Walnut and College.
Well, the old tire shop was.
That's correct. Yes, and actually, even the auto parts store, I think, would go away at some point in time.
Yes, that whole block from Walnut to College.
The dream, I guess you would call it, is that you would have a major hotel at that intersection with a parking facility to the south of it on the same contiguous to that property. And then ultimately the convention center itself would expand. Again, this is a dream. So
right.
that's the kind of master plan that they have in place to satisfy that need. I think what hasn't happened is that the food and beverage tax was not passed. So,
right.
So that was the source of revenue that would have generated that opportunity to move forward.
Our guest this morning is Tim Mayer, City Council
just an old
City Councilman, right? You're not you don't have any official titles, but you are chairing the meeting tonight. That's exciting. And so what else is on your meeting tonight?
Excuse me?
What else is going on in your meeting tonight?
Tomorrow night. Well, the two things we talked about, we will...
That's it? The only two things?
Rebonding.
Well, I thought if you were chairing it, there was going to be an agenda of like the Ten Commandments going on here.
No.
Do you guys have to take any action on the fact that the deer hunt has been called off?
No.
All right. Are you pleased?
Am I pleased?
Yes.
I'm curious more than I'm pleased, I guess.
What is the curiosity? How this is going to move forward? Do you refile for a contract? Where does that contract go? Do you get to use it again? Was there a quote-unquote kill date? I know it's a bad choice of words, but how does this work out?
Well, you do have to call it what it is, so I think you're okay there. I think the Parks Board will have to step up again and consider whether or not to authorize to allocate money to hire a firm to go through the process again.
Tim, I can't help but wonder, based on the story that was in the paper, that these people that were hired had been here surveying, that there has to be some exchange of money on this if they were here deciding they couldn't do it.
I don't know for a fact, but I'm sure they've been paid for the work they've done.
So, okay.
Yeah, I mean they've done analysis of the woods. They've baited areas that they thought.
Yeah. So if the deal was for $40,000 all day, and they did a third,
I believe it was 30.
So okay, then they did a third of the work. They're probably getting 10 grand or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Whatever.
And if the
nobody works for free, Tim.
Well, and I think part of the story was that they would be doing analysis as well.
Right.
As things went along, you're looking at where the deer were browsing and all of those things. So,
but if there were enough acorns this year, why do they think there won't be enough acorns next year?
Well, I think part of what I think occurred was the winter itself, the weather.
Oh, okay. Good point.
I talked to the folks out in Brown County State Park because they held a hunt out there this year around.
And so do the folks in Indianapolis.
Yes. And
so I guess the weather missed our county.
Well, the hunt in Brown County was off considerably, and it was attributed to the weather. It was a bad time to be hunting when that hunt was called. So we need
bad conditions to lure them into the places they need to make it easier for them.
Well, I don't know.
If everything is plentiful,
I'm not a biologist, so yeah, I can't.
you don't even play one on the radio.
They bait it with food, then the deer need to find a food
source. Keith, because you can't have blackjack and strippers.
Right.
You got to give something the deer wants. Tim Mayer's our guest this morning. It's probably the last time we'll be on this program, actually. So get there and enjoy it. But so we'll see. I'm glad you're coming back.
So, Tim, your meeting tomorrow night, what's going to be coming up on the council's near agenda?
Well, you know, I think on the horizon is food trucks will be coming back.
Again?
Yes, because we did not address the issue in December.
So that means it needs to be resubmitted in a new form? How does that work?
I think there'll be amendments to what we had before us, yes.
There's not an expiration date where it's got to be done in 30 days, 60 days, or anything like that?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. I don't even recall if we tabled it. If we did, we can bring it back.
That was so last year.
No, actually, it will have to be a new ordinance.
I thought it was because I thought you did.
New year.
Yep.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. I thought there were some.
And then we'll be taking up the parking issue. So it'll be, you know, meter times, meter rates, and that sort of thing. So that's coming forward too. I know that's being worked on. So those are probably the two major issues.
The other million-dollar question is, we just wait for the crows to go away, right? Or is that anything that you guys even take a look at? I mean, if we have deer problem that are bothering the city. I was out because Saturday was absolutely gorgeous. I had friends in town, and we were walking around downtown, and you remember the old video game Frogger where you dodge the traffic?
We
were going awning to awning to awning because of the black sky at 5 o'clock.
There was a murder of crows?
I was downtown last night.
And dodging the bullets?
You're right.
Sounds like it rains sometime. That's not rain.
Well, it's interesting how they seems like they're congregating around rooftops now.
I've seen them in trees, and there's more than 10 or 12 of them. There's plenty.
Yeah.
But it's interesting how this hasn't moved the meter like the deer have moved the meter. I find that odd.
No, people are pretty upset about it.
Okay. But that's nothing on your agenda or nothing where does that generate from? Does that generate from the mayor's office? Does that generate from Joe Public coming to the meeting and knocking on the door?
They congregate in part, and it's just a real.
It's on the county courthouse. That's a county problem.
Yeah, that's right. So it's in part a county issue as well as city issue. But I will tell you, I live south of Second Street, and they congregate down in Deer Park.
Because they don't know where they can and can't go.
No, I'm just saying there are multiple.
Yes.
Flocks.
I will tell you. I've had
murders.
My.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Yep.
And I've. I was driving to where I hang out sometimes, and I turned right on 10th Street, heading east, and I went to 10th in Indiana, shocking development, and every block, Washington, Lincoln, Grant, Dunn, every tree had.
Yeah.
They looked like the leaves had all turned black. It looked like black trees.
Yep.
I know that's not New York City blocks there, but that's a lot of crows.
Well, they congregate around Henderson and University.
It's like sharks and jets, but they're all in the same gang. It's very frightening.
I know.
Call
Alfred Hitchcock, and we'll be on our way.
Because of the nice weather, Tim, I've had my car washed more because of crow droppings than I've ever had it in the wintertime.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know how you would deal with it. Really don't.
But but that issue has to be brought to the council's attention by A, a member, B, the public, C, the mayor's office. Those are my three choices.
Well, I think people have been discussing, I know, because I've received emails.
Right.
You know, I think there's been some attempts to clean the sidewalks to some extent.
Well, yeah, you got to do that, and you got to put a tarp over the city, and everybody needs an umbrella. It's very unsanitary. The deer are a nuisance. This is unsanitary because you're talking about touching parking meters and dealing with parking things I have to do. That's different. I have to put money in the meter. I have to touch that.
in other cities, Tim, they fired, I don't know what, bottle rockets kind of things into the trees where the crows nested to drive them away.
I was joking around, you know, let's buy a couple of Golden Eagles or whatever, eat crows, and 2 days later the Golden Eagles will be having a cigarette on the street corner, weigh 400 pounds, and couldn't be able to do anything. What do you want me to do, go up and eat them again? Gee whiz, I just ate 65,000 of them.
I think you just moved the problem somewhere else.
You
that's,
do.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
But this has never been this bad, has it?
Not to my knowledge, or not to my memory. They have congregated at the courthouse in the past. But.
Well, you know what? I tell you what. Make them file for a permit. Make sure it's $50 per crow if they'd like to assemble on city or county lands.
And regulate the size of the generator they use.
Well, and then throw them in jail if they don't like it.
I do think I have a solution to
Let's do it. If the deer could eat the crow, oh, boy, we'd all be happy.
Well, that was it. We could send the crows over to where they baited for the deer.
Right, because you've got the food in place. They're ready to go.
Yeah.
And then
they eat acorns?
No.
The baited food.
Probably didn't bait with acorns.
I know.
They
we could teach them to
they
like acorns.
They baited with pepperoni pizza. Yeah. All right, Tim. That's enough for one Tuesday. You got a busy night tomorrow night. What time does the meeting start?
Meeting starts at 7:30, and we go right to work. We don't have any of the front-end business that we talk about. We start discussing the ordinances right away, and the public is invited, and the public can come to the microphone at the appropriate time and discuss the issue. So,
all right, well, sounds good. We appreciate your time. We appreciate a good laugh as well. Enjoy your Valentine's
good
Day.
Talking
Enjoy
to you.
Your
Thank you.
Linguine and clams, and we'll get caught up next Tuesday to see how everything went.
Great.